Hello, folks. Welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. With you for the next hour, the focus today is love and all that. Part one. It's the time of year when our minds, because of, you know, capitalist corporate influence, turn to thoughts of love. I think there are other reasons as well. But there's never a bad time to think about love, whatever time of the year it is. This is show number 173, and this is a quartet of folks from Finland called Enkel, E-N-K-E-L. And so we'll go from Finland to, well, various parts of the world, as usual here on this show. Hope you enjoy it. This is something called From Cow How. Let me try that again. This is something called, you see, my Finnish is really very bad. From Kauhajoki, with love. Anyway, it's with love. See you in a moment.
It's me. Would you love me, baby? Yeah.
Fun. That's a group from Finland, a quartet of women playing traditional music from Finland. They have two melodeons, a cantele, a viola, and four voices. Very unique folky voices there. Their working model is tradition forever. That said, they grew up in the 90s, so it's had an impact on the way they see music. And their debut album came 2013, came out. Another one in 2016. They've released a number of albums, and this is from one that came out just a couple of years ago called We Are Enkel, and it got the Finnish Folk Music Album of the Year. They've played together since 1996, though, and they come from the same small village in Finland. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 173, and we're talking about and listening to music about love and all that. But I'm going to do two shows on this because, you know, there's no lack of music that includes love in the title somewhere, fortunately, which says something about the value of music. Anyway, we'll head off next to Mr. Rick and the Biscuits. And Mr. Rick was born and raised in Michigan back in the 1950s. He grew up listening to country and swing and western and folk and so on. He was in the 60s, he was learning guitar in Detroit, and he was in a duo for a while. Eventually, they headed into Canada. And in the Ottawa Valley, the story goes, the two of them met Josephus Burns in a trailer park, and he was a great bass player, and they joined together. And so they called themselves Mr. Rick and the Biscuits, a trio again, just like the last band that we heard. No, sorry, that was a quartet. I have a bunch of trios coming up after this. Anyway, I've got to read my notes a little closer sometimes. They were based out of Toronto, and they have a really authentic old-time sound. And I love this song. Anyway, it's a great song called The Glory of Love. This is Mr. Rick and the Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. let your poor heart bleed just a little. That's the story of, and that's the glory of love. Cry a little, and sigh a little. Sometime get the blues just a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as it is the two of us, happy it wore its charm. As long as it is the two of us, we'll hold each other's arm. Baby, now win just a little and lose just a little. Sometime get the blues just a little. That's the story of, and that's the glory of love. Now win just a little and lose just a little. Sometime get the blues just a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
When I was a little girl and the devil would call my name, and I'd say, who do, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consecrated girl. Ooh. I'm a singer in the Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me. When I was grown to be a woman and the devil would call my name, and I say, who do, who do you think you're fooling,
fooling?
I'm a consecrated woman.
Ooh,
I can snatch a little purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. If I was the president, was the president, and the Congress called my name, was the president, and I say, who do, who do you think you're fooling? Was the president? I got the presidential seal. Ooh, I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and hugs me. Yeah, she loves me like a rock. Ooh, she rocks me like the rock of ages. She loves me. She love me, love me, love me, love me. She love me, love me, love me, love me. She love me, love me, love me, love me.
And that is the other trio that I was referring to. That's the Waylon Jennies. Something there called Loves Me Like a Rock from their CD 15, which sort of marked 15 years of them together in the music business. They're a Canadian music group formed back in 2002. So they've been together now more like 18 years out of Winnipeg. And the three folks in the band were brought together just for, you know, as it happens, a one-off performance. And they end up creating this great band. They've won two Juno Awards for Roots and Tradition Album of the Year. They're also nominated for the same award for one of their other CDs. So they're doing quite well. And they have some lovely harmonies that really brings it out because it's all a cappella. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 173. We're talking about love and all that. And next up, you know, sometimes you love somebody and they don't necessarily love you back. And this next song is called The Girl I Love, Don't Pay Me No Mind. It's from Ralph Blizzard and the Southern Ramblers. Now, Ralph Blizzard was born back in 1918 in Kingsport, Tennessee. He grew up in the regional of Tennessee and Virginia border. It's lots of music there, surrounded by fiddle music, old-time singing. By the time he was 14 years old, he was fiddling at paid gigs. He formed his first band called the Southern Ramblers back in 1932, and they began playing on local radio. Now, during that time in the 30s, old-time music kind of had a regional and national popularity, and so he and his band played radio shows almost daily. They also went to school, like when they have a few hours off here and there. And they traveled on weekends to play for square dances and concerts and other bookings and so on. He did that for a number of decades, and then he put down his fiddle, and he worked, I think he worked for a chemical company for about 25 years, didn't play. And then after, you know, once they move off, the empty nest and so on, he took up his fiddle again, and by gosh, he could still play just like ever, as well as ever. So he formed this band called the New Southern Ramblers Band, and he had this style which is called the Appalachian Mountain Longbow style, and it's kind of, you know, there's streams of notes with one stroke of the bow and so on, and he really believed that music should come from deep within. And he never played a tune the same way twice, as band members used to say. And he won, you know, lots of contests and stuff like that. But he really loved to do jam sessions and work with students. And he kept telling them, play yourself. You know, they should reach down within their own feelings and find their own personal style of playing and so on. So his second career was over 20 years or so, from 1982 to 2004, when unfortunately he died. But throughout his life, he was much appreciated, and he was a kind and gentle kind of fellow. This is something called The Girl I Love, Don't Pay Me No Mind. So this is Ralph Blizzard and the New Southern Ramblers.
Oh, the girl I love, don't pay me no mind. Oh, the girl I love, don't pay me no mind. Sweetheart divine, put your little hands in mine. Oh, the girl I love, don't pay me no mind. Oh, the girl I love, she done left this town. Oh, the girl I love, she done left this town. She left this town, said she's Alabama bound. Oh, the girl I love, she done left this town. Said she's going where she'd never come back. Said she's gone where she'd never come back. Said I'm leaving you cause your love's not true. I'm going where I'll never come back. Now I think she's sorry what she's done. Now I think she's sorry what she's done. She come back to town with her little head hung down. Oh, now I think she's sorry what she's done. Girl I love, don't pay me no mind. Oh, the girl I love, don't pay me no mind. Sweetheart divine, put your little hand in mine. Oh, the girl I love, don't pay me no mind.
Please welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
I've got a girl. different, though I know she's true. I'm never really happy till she got me feeling blue. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I'll enter my apartment while I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned a building down. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. A course in cooking to fill my heart with glee, till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me,
I know my baby loves me,
in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. To catch a picture show, she said, "I'll see you later." That was 20 years ago. But I know my baby loves me,
I know my baby,
in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way.
Mr. Red Knuckles, one of the finest professional entertainers in this style of music, ladies and gentlemen, from coast to coast.
They are Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. And that was, of course, I Know My Baby Loves Me in Her Own Peculiar Way. Red Knuckles and Trailblazers is a band that travels in the back of the Hot Rise bus. Hot Rise is a bluegrass band. And occasionally they spell their employers out on stage in Red Knuckles. And there's Wendell Mercantile as one of the members, and Waldo Otto, and Suede. And they play this 40s and 50s country music. And the story goes that Hot Rise was in a cafe in Wyoming, Montana, and they met Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. They were sort of leaning on a jukebox listening to this old stuff. And there are people who say that Red Knuckles and Hot Rise are the same, but no one knows where any of those people are now, so just avoid that. But they dress up. They're pretty natty on the stage. You know, they got nice, colorful shirts and sunglasses that disguise them. Anyway, there you go. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're talking about love today, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. You possibly are listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we sort of stay a bit in the bluegrassy realm for a moment here. This is the Yonder Mountain String Band. Played them a number of times. They've been around a few decades, and they've, some would say they've redefined bluegrass music, but lots of bands are doing that, so no big deal. But they certainly expand the genre beyond where it originally was. This is, I think this is their 12th CD or something like that that's from. It's called Black Sheep, the CD. And they have a pretty ambitious tour schedule up until the, you know, pandemic and so on. And they hone their craft by the concerts. They really enjoy doing that. And they write a lot of their own material. They met originally in Urbana, Illinois, and got together there was a few of them, and they really sort of had this idea for the band before they were all fully, I guess, conversant in the styles. So one of them, the banjo player, he had a band, I think at the time it was called the Bluegrass Holes, which you have to, you know, say fast so that people don't, you know, think it's offensive. But he asked these other folks who you know, this one guy who owned a mandolin, but he didn't really play it. He said, come on to the point, play anything, just play fast and loud. Anyway, they all got together and they formed the Yonder Mountain String Band. And they have a real solid fan base as well. This is something called Ever Fallen in Love. And it's one of those kind of interesting stories that maybe some of us have had as a part of our own lives. Yonder Mountain String Band.
Thank you. comme ça, ta tête huilée, mais c'est toi qui m'as marié. Je tourne la droite, je tourne la gauche, j'aime le jour, je fais le soir, je veux mon âme, un pamplemousse, bébé.
A band called Beausoleil. Beausoleil is French for beautiful sun, for those of you who simply took your French in school. It's an American Cajun band from Louisiana. Now, I shouldn't have slagged off, you know, French in school, because I took French in school too, and it taught me a lot of very useful phrases like l'oiseau est sur la fenêtre, or something like that. Anyway, Beausoleil was founded in 1975, so they've been around for, well, 45 years, 46 years, something like that. Their first album was in 1977. They became one of the best well-known bands, I suppose, for performing traditional and original music rooted in the Cajun and the Creole style out of Louisiana and beyond. The name itself is also a tribute to not just to, you know, beautiful sun, but also to Joseph Broussard de Beausoleil. He was the leader of the Acadian resistance to British deportation efforts, which they were doing back in 1755. A key player is Michael Doucette in Beausoleil. He's a fiddle player. He didn't really plan on spending a life performing Cajun music, but he got a folk arts apprenticeship from the National Endowment for the Arts. And he said, well, I was planning to go to New Mexico to graduate school to study the Romantic poets, but instead I traded William Blake for Dewey Balfa, and we're all glad that he did. Not that William Blake doesn't deserve some good scholarship as well, but they've got about 30-some albums out, a bunch of awards, including some Grammys. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and a big welcome to Cape May Radio. They've been listening to it for a while, but they're officially part of the family. WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, and glad you're with us. You could be also listening. That's sort of one of the newest stations. You could be listening on one of the oldest stations, Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB. In fact, that's where this originated, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Ned Sublette. And it's S-U-B-L-E-T-T-E, you know, Sublette, maybe if I were had taken just one more year of French. He was born in Lubbock, Texas. He's an American composer and musician, record producer, musicologist, author. He studied Spanish classical guitar, and both in Spain and at the University of New Mexico, studied composition and so on. He grew up in New Mexico, in Portales, in New Mexico. And he's best known for fusing country western and Afro-Caribbean styles like salsa and cumbia and rumba. This is from a CD called Cowboy Rumba. And he also has one, I think it was put out it's almost 10 years ago now, I think, called Kiss You Down South. Anyway, he's a leading scholar of Cuban music. Just leave that non sequitur there. And Cowboy Rumba got up to number one on the world music charts in Europe. They really loved it. So this is something called That Sad Love Song from Ned Sublette.
You're just a woman, I'm just a voice, I'm just a bug that's in your ear. Seems like I'm everywhere except right beside you. But if you think that I don't care, some people think they'll find true love inside a tavern. I don't believe that's what they do. Some people tell you that the darkness makes you pretty. The light your cigarettes for you. I'm just a telephone that rings when you're at work. I'm just 1,000 miles away. I'm just the guy who didn't come and hear this evening. I'm just the one who wants to stay. I'm just the man who puts your baby sleeping. I'm just the man who puts out the light. I'm just the man who sings that sad little song, and I hope that you'll hear it tonight.
A man who sings that sad love song.
And as long as I got breath,
People always ask me, Ned, how come you dance when you sing that sad song? I tell them, for the same reason I'm breathing.
Conmigo, contigo.
Oh, my darling, it feels like such a long, long time.
Conmigo, contigo.
Since I sang the song that made you, said the song that made you mine.
Conmigo, contigo.
Oh, my darling, it feels like so many years.
Conmigo, contigo.
When I need a song, I look inside of just a pill. When I was born, I reached up high with a nickel in my hand. Show me that you mean it. I need you to show me that you mean it. But another dollar is cheap as that love song. But another dollar is cheap as that love song. But another dollar is cheap as that love song.
Walking down a lonely road, looking for someone to light my load. And the rain it tears, and the wind that blows, and my eyes fill up and dampen my soul. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. It's old. As I hear it call, my heart goes sore. No birds they sing,
like dogs they grow.
And as the heavens open, my soul it howls. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying. Think of the things that we used to do. And as you turn to walk, no words I say. You know I'm better off without you anyway. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here, and I'm trying, trying to love. And I'm here.
That's a great band there. Wee Banjo 3. Love playing their stuff. That's from a live release. It was done in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I believe. Roots to Rise Live is the name of the CD. Wee Banjo 3 is a quartet from Galway, Ireland. Two sets of brothers. And they find this common ground between old world tradition and authentic Americana. As you can see, they've been taught, referred to as Celt grass sometimes. And this is, I think, their fifth album. They've only been together, well, less than 10 years or whatever. And on the album, you didn't hear all of this, but they've been adding brass and so on. And the name of the band, Wee Banjo 3, comes from the fact that at the beginning they had three banjo players in the mix, but they've sort of diversified since then. But they're all really good instrumentalists. They've all won lots of competitions on their instruments, solo instruments anyway. Before that, we heard from Ned Sublett, and that was That Sad Love Song from his CD Cowboy Rumba. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 173, and we're talking about love and all that. This is part one. I'm doing another show on this next week again, and of course, we have lots of songs about love throughout the entire year. If you want to hear back programs, back issues, you know, and I'm sure if we've got a really, I guess, a good term for podcasts and radio broadcasts that happened in the past. But you can do some time traveling by going to rbbmusic.ca, and there's about 100 and some programs there. So, every once in a while, I think I should listen to some of the old programs, but I find it very difficult to listen to oneself on the radio. Anyway, next up we have the Bell Regards, and they're a Toronto-based band, kind of acoustic sound, original music. They're on the indie scene in Toronto, bluegrass and roots-inspired folk. They like to call it rowdy folk. They had about 4 CDs out or whatever. I don't know a lot about them, but I saw them in concert, since I talked about Bay of Islands Radio, in Corner Brook at the Great Swirsky's Cafe back many years ago. They did a great concert. And that's where I got this CD, you know. So there you go. There's a little bit of biography, more than you ever wanted to know. But this is a CD called Nothing to Lose. This is something called Love Me.
Times a deal, for I'm going over the ocean to see for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl. Come change your ring with me, for it might be a token of true love while I am on the sea. When I am far up on the sea, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body be where it might, my heart is with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers. stars round. Whilst we poor souls on the ocean, love, are fighting for the crown. Our officers commanded us, and to them we must obey, expecting every moment for to get cast away. There are tinkers, tailors, and shoemakers who lie snoring fast asleep, whilst we poor souls on the ocean wide are ploughing through the deep. There's nothing to protect us, love, or to keep us from the cold, on the ocean wide where we must fight like jolly seamen bold. And when the war is over, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll call for liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when our money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
That's a trio called Morrigan. They were a traditional music trio formed back in 1978 in Seattle. Mark Bridgham had been a popular entertainer in the Northwest for a number of years before that. He excelled in sea songs and shanties, had a huge repertoire of traditional songs. Mary Malloy was a music major at the University of Washington. She has a strong classical background and a family tradition of singing Irish songs. And William Pint came from the Midwest with a folk rock background and experience with a bunch of traditional bands. And together they played the music of Ireland, Scotland, and England. And they had a release, and they were also on a number of compilations of Folkways or Smithsonian records of maritime music. And that was Adieu, My Lovely Nancy, which is one of the many songs of Jack Tyr, the sailor, heading off, saying farewell to his love left on shore. And I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, sea shanties are very popular these days. So I've really resisted the urge to just play a show of traditional sea shanties and talk about that. But it's so pervasive that I'm going to wait until it's a little bit less popular. You know, that's the thing about folk music. You know, we don't want to just play the hits, but we want to play sort of the odd little gems that you find in your dusty corners of your CD collection. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. Speaking of dusty CDs, this is show number 173, and we're talking about love and all that. You could be listening a variety of places. Certainly want to mention Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, or if you cross the way in Cape Breton, Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or up along in London, Ontario, Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, next up we have Ricky Skaggs, and he's had a life full of music. It's 15-time Grammy Award winner. By age 21, he was already considered a recognized master in his area. He was born in Cordell, Kentucky. He got his first mandolin when he was 5 years old. His dad gave it to him 2 weeks after teaching him the G chord and the C chord and the D chord, very important chords in music. And he returned from working out of town, and he saw that his 5-year-old son was making chord changes and singing along and so on. Back when Bill Monroe came to Martha, Kentucky for a performance, family went to see him, the crowd wouldn't let up until they let little Ricky Skaggs get up to play. And, you know, he was 6 years old at the time. My gosh. And the father of bluegrass, you know, Bill Monroe, he leaned down, he placed his own mandolin around the neck of Ricky Skaggs, and he adjusted the strap to fit his small frame and so on. And the crowd went wild. So, you know, it's almost like a coronation, I suppose, when the father of bluegrass puts his mandolin around your neck. And by the time he was 7, Skaggs performed with bluegrass legends Flat and Scruggs, and he earned his first paycheck for a musical performance when he was 7 years old. That's quick out of the gates. So he worked with Ralph Stanley and J.D. Crowe and a whole bunch of others. But then he got into country music. Now, I don't play a lot of country music, at least the sort of the modern rendition of it. I do some, like some of the old country, but I don't have to explain myself, I don't think. As he got a deal with a record company, and he had to make country-only albums. And that genre can be pretty strict, you know, very, very strict. And back in the late 90s, he finally got out of that recording contract. He set up his own record label, and he made a bunch of really good bluegrass records because he wasn't able to do it under the authoritarian regime of Nashville country. So since then, Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder have released an amazing, I think they have like 12 Grammy-nominated classics that have come out. So there you go. Once you get out from under the thumb of that record of the record companies, well, certain ones, you can certainly flourish. This is from a live concert. So Ricky Skaggs and the Kentucky Thunder, and it's something called How Mountain Girls Can Love.
Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love. In a high car wind on the trail of the old lonesome pine, thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love. Whispered to me as I held you close, we hope that night never ends. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love.
Wait, boys.
I don't know about you, but I almost feel like just continuing on with that concert and playing more of Ricky Skaggs and the Kentucky Thunder. That was How Mountain Girls Can Love. And time for a couple more songs here on this show of Roots and Branches Beyond, where we're doing love and all that. This is part one of it. Next up, we have Evie Ladin, L-A-D-I-N. She's always been surrounded by music. She was brought up the daughter of an international folk dance teacher and an old-time folk music devotee. Started playing banjo at the age of 8, clogging since, well, she was earlier than that, by 5 years old or whatever. She's very fluid in these Appalachian arts. I don't know if you ever do hambone or things like that, or clapping, this really rhythmic clapping, but just look her up on YouTube. She's got some great clips there, some amazing things that she's doing with some friends as well. You know, just two or four hands, and that makes great, great music, and her feet as well. She grew up in northern New Jersey, New York City, Baltimore. All these were cities, not mountains, but she heard all the tradition bearers because they came through those towns and they stayed in her house and they played in her living room, and weekends were spent. She was running free at music festivals and house parties and so on. She teaches banjo and calls square dances and so on in the San Francisco area, or at least was doing that. This is from her CD called Float Downstream. This is Evie Ladin and I Love My Honey.
Thank you.
Look up, look down that lonesome road. Hang your head and cry. True lovers will part. Why not you and I? Why not you and I?
Background indicates that maybe it's time for our last track. That was Evie Layden and I Love My Honey from her CD Float Downstream. Next up we have the Afro-Celt Sound System. Just to take us out, this is something called Lovers of Light. They fuse electronic music with traditional Irish and West African music. I've played them before in the show and will again. I'm sure they were formed in 1995. And they had a wide range of guest artists and so on. Peter Gabriel's Real World Records has been their record label. And they're often at WOMAD festivals. This is from their second volume called Release. Thanks for joining me today. And I hope that in your weeks and months ahead, and especially in the days ahead, I suppose, you have some folks that you can share love with. And do take care of each other, especially at these times. Happy trails.